John McDonald just turned 60, and that got him thinking about stepping back from the beer business. He began looking for partners.
And about 3 or 4 months ago, I thought of this iconic brewery in Belgium, and I started talking to them. And the more we talked, the more I liked them.
It was Duvel, a 142-year-old brewery that sells most of its beer in Europe, but has good distribution on the east and west coasts of the U.S. Boulevard is concentrated in the Midwest, so the deal may help with distribution for both brewers.
There's a lot of respect for both breweries. I mean, we have a lot of respect for them. They have a lot of respect for us. And I think we're really anxious to roll up our sleeves and you know, see what we can do together.
Quite a number of Boulevard customers were anxious yesterday, too, but not in a good way. It reminded some of Anheuser-Busch getting picked up by the Belgian-based, Brazilian-owned brewing conglomerate InBev 5 years ago. No comparison, according to McDonald.
I'll tell you one thing, this is not what happened in St. Louis. That was about cutting and consolidation, and this is about growing.
Should people in Kansas City be worried about their jobs?
No. We're going to add jobs. There'll be more.
McDonald says Boulevard will likely move ahead with an expansion, adding more brewing capacity ahead of schedule.
So I'm very, very excited about this, and I think it's really a good thing for Kansas City.
But even for people in the beer industry, like John Couture, who's in the wholesale end of it, there's still a lot to be determined about this Boulevard-Duvel get-together. Who makes better beer?
Oh, I can't. That's like asking to pick between my two daughters, who I love. But they're both great beers, honestly. They both do fantastic stuff. I love Duvel.
Couture runs a craft beer bar and store called the Beer Station, a business that would have fewer customers if not for Boulevard.
Boulevard is what transformed so many Kansas Cityans into craft beer fans.
Boulevard started 25 years ago and built the market in Kansas City. It expanded distribution very judiciously instead of fanning out as some other brewers did. Now, though it's available across much of the country, the company still sells most of its beer within about an hour's drive of the brewery on Southwest Boulevard. If you don't happen to be a beer drinker, Couture will tell you, Boulevard is ubiquitous in Kansas City taverns.
Boulevard's like woven into the fabric of the city, and I know that's probably the hardest thing for people to fathom when they think about an overseas company taking this over. But if anybody who's tasted Duvel and they know that they make quality brews, and if someone's going to take over Boulevard, I would much rather it be a company like that.
As opposed to a mega brewer, and those companies are on the hunt, buying up little breweries and running them like corporations. Duvel is small and independent. John McDonald says it's run that way.
That's a very, very good thing. I've got a huge amount of my money tied up in this brewery going forward, and frankly, if I have to sit on every bar stool in Kansas City and have this conversation, I will.
McDonald is going to have some takers on that conversation as local beer drinkers mull over an iconic Kansas City business now controlled by people whose first language is Flemish. Frank Morris, KCUR News.